Last week, in an unprecedented and historic move, President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This upends a long-held global agreement of not recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. WGCU's Quincy Walters speaks to Southwest Floridians to see how they're reacting to this news.
It's Friday, the holiest day of the week for Muslims. Kamal Fateh, who is Palestinian, has just finished praying at the Islamic Society of Southwest Florida's mosque. He believes recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is a snub towards Palestinians.
It's ridiculous, man. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that he took that decision. It's a calamity. It seems like it's not going to be Palestine anymore.
Fateh says now it feels like Palestine will remain stateless forever.
God knows what's going to happen next. Just we keep praying. They've been talking and held in meetings and summits for the past 67 years. Nothing has changed. So.
Sylvia Simcoe is Jewish and lives in Fort Myers. She says the move by President Donald Trump was long overdue.
Actually, this is not new. Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for over 2,000 years.
Simcoe says that she believes in a two-state solution, and she believes Trump's move is a step towards that.
Strangely enough, I think this will help the peace process, because it's the first time that the Palestinians and all the Arab countries around will have to face reality that Israel is there, that Israel exists.
Trump cited the 1995 Jerusalem Embassy Act, which would have the U.S. put the American embassy in Jerusalem and recognize the city as Israel's capital, as the basis of his decision. However, Florida Gulf Coast University professor Hutan Shambayati says that was a non-binding resolution.
Most administrations had resisted doing that because not only it violates international law, but it also would make a settlement of the Arab-Israeli conflict and negotiations with the Palestinians more difficult, because the Palestinians also claim Jerusalem as part of their capital. And under international law, eastern part of Jerusalem is still considered as occupied territory.
Shambayati says Trump's decision is not in line with the rest of the international community. But still, he says, this move by the U.S. will likely make it harder for Palestinians to negotiate for a two-state solution. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.